This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says as long as there's a Republican House of Representatives, there will be no more tax increases passed by Congress. And the senator from Missouri says spending caps will help ease the federal budget in the next 10 years. Blunt made the remarks in Columbia Friday at the annual Boone County Lincoln Days banquet, where Blunt and Missourian Republican leaders set out some of the issues that might be key to their 2014 election campaigns. Blunt criticized the federal health care law, saying he believes 2 years from now there will be more people uninsured. Blunt says part-time employees are one of the exceptions, and he predicts more people will be part-time workers. State Auditor Tom Schweik says investigating school district corruption has been a priority for his office. Schweik says he will be at the top of the ticket in 2014, and he hopes a more united Republican Party can help him and the party succeed in the election.
I think one of the reasons why we're not unified is that we have people pointing fingers at each other in our party, using labels and names, and that certain members of the media, some, not all, and the Democrats use those labels to exploit us.
Other prominent issues included gun control, personal privacy, and the importance of communicating effectively with voters. Columbia residents may soon have to wait a little bit longer for their mail to arrive. The U.S. Postal Service has put together an area mail processing proposal to move some operations, including 91 Columbia jobs, to St. Louis and Kansas City. This is in large part due to a decrease of 53 billion pieces of mail during the past 7 years, a fourth of the overall volume. The USPS says this would change Columbia's delivery standard from same-day delivery to 2 to 3 day service. Victor Dubina is the manager for the Great Lakes Area Corporate Communications and was the moderator at the recent Columbia public meeting held over this possibility. Dubina says the recent reduction in mail usage over the first quarter of this fiscal year shows why the proposal needs to be implemented.
When you would anticipate an increase in mail volume because you'd anticipate people mailing more cards for the holiday season, we still saw a decline in first-class mail in that period. So we know that we have to make some changes. We've got to make changes that make sense.
The USPS says the move could save the Postal Service more than $4 million a year. It is currently taking written comments until April 17th before moving forward with the proposal. Family and friends gathered in Woodcrest Chapel on Friday to honor the life of Tom Clements, the Colorado Department of Corrections executive director who was killed March 19th. Clements lived in Columbia for 27 years before moving to Colorado in 2011. He and his family attended Woodcrest for 15 of those years. Around 600 to 700 people attended the service. Many were Clements' former colleagues in the Missouri Corrections Department. Governor Jay Nixon and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper paid their tributes to Clements at the service, as did the director of the Missouri Department of Corrections, George Lombardi. Also paying tribute to Clements was his family friend and Columbia resident John Whiteside. A few days after Clements' death, Whiteside wrote a poem about his friend and posted it as a Facebook status. Clements' widow, Lisa, saw the status and asked Whiteside to read it at the service. The poem described Clements as a loving, brave, and active man.
He worked in a very, very difficult area, and he was never discouraged, and he was always hopeful. And after 30-plus years, it takes a remarkable person to do what he did and to maintain that optimism.
Clements worked at the Missouri Department of Corrections for about 3 decades, working his way up from a probation officer to director of the Division of Adult Institutions. Google has selected a Kansas City company to test Google Glass, the search giant's wearable computer device. The Kansas City Star reports that Engage Mobile will join other Google Glass testers. The goal is to prepare Google Glass for launch next year. Engage Mobile is a mobile strategy development marketing firm. Founder and CEO Darren Clausen says it was chosen because of its experience developing software for medical industry companies like Cerner Corporation. Google's test also involves coming up with software applications for Google Glass. Clausen says he's proposed using the eyeglass-like device to help patients and doctors monitor personal medical devices like heart rate monitors. A Missouri Senate panel is preparing to begin drafting its plan for the roughly $25 billion state operating budget. The Senate Appropriations Committee has scheduled hearings throughout the week to begin work on the budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. The panel is also scheduled to consider the budget for the State Revenue Department, despite recent tensions between the department and Republican senators over new driver's license procedures. The House passed its budget plan in late March, omitting Governor Jay Nixon's proposal to draw down $900 million in federal money to add 260,000 Missouri adults to the state's Medicaid rolls. The Senate Appropriations Committee also voted against Nixon's plan last month. Columbia Transit invites residents to complete an online survey on their use, desired changes, and funding choices regarding the city's public transportation system. The survey is being conducted in conjunction with Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services. All Columbians, regardless of their current usage of public transportation, are invited to participate. Columbia Transit Marketing Specialist Christina Holtzclaw says the survey follows an estimated 8% decrease in ridership in the 2011-2012 school year. Holtzclaw says residents will have several options for funding possible changes.
Well, currently they're doing the health impact assessment specifically on a possible utility fee. Nothing has been brought forward in a formal manner to go on to a ballot or anything like that, but they are looking into what impact that would have.
Columbia residents who complete the survey will be entered into a drawing for a 30-day bus pass or $50 gift certificate. The survey will be available until April 15th. Questions are being raised about the role of emergency shutoff valves in preventing natural gas explosions, like the recent one at a Kansas City restaurant. Regulations require their installation, but not their use in emergencies. Instead of shutting valves before a February blast that leveled JJ's restaurant and killed a server, crews waited for a backhoe to arrive in a failed attempt to vent the leak. One expert compared shutoff valves to the brakes on a car. But utility and gas industry representatives say crews can plug leaks effectively without them. The downside to using their valves is their closure stops gas service to potentially hundreds of customers. Service then has to be restored by utility employees going around and relighting pilot lights. The families and friends of nine University of Missouri students joined together Friday to remember the lives of their loved ones. The annual MU Remembers event brought people together in Memorial Student Union to commemorate the lives of students who passed away within the past academic year. Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs Kathy Scroggs says that while it is always a very solemn event, everyone involved agrees that it is a very necessary ceremony. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.